name is Robert David. I'm 15 years old, and my title is called The Greedy Dream. I chose this topic because I wanted to know why people are greedy.
I interviewed my best friend Lance. His mom had won the lottery.
Name?
Lance Robert.
Age?
16.
My friend has a condition that makes his voice sound younger.
Is it true that your mother won the lottery?
Yes.
How did it affect your life?
I was happy because I was getting a BlackBerry.
I'm jealous his mother won the lottery. He is getting all these things and he doesn't even deserve it.
And she got me a flat screen TV. Then she took us to Disney World for the summer.
I thought he was being kind of greedy. As he started getting more things, he only thought about himself, and it seems like he was never satisfied.
We will be going to my friend's sister. Name?
Daughter D.
Age?
15.
D is 5'4", wears mini skirts, brown hair, and wears a tank top all the time.
Is it true that your mother won the lottery?
Yes.
How did it affect your life with your brother? Did it scare you?
Yes, it scared me.
How did it scare you?
Because I heard him screaming and the floor was shaking.
Tell me, what did you get after your mother won the lottery?
I had got a BlackBerry, an iPod Touch, and she took me to Disney World for the summer.
So tell me, was you scared at first of what your brother told you?
Yes.
Name?
Mama D.
Age?
38.
Mama D is 5'4", with long fingernails, a tight shirt, and a very long pants.
Where did you win the lottery?
I won the lottery on June 20th, 2010.
Very interesting. So where did you specifically win the lottery? Was it a grocery store? Was it a regular store?
It was a corner store.
So, what was your numbers that you played?
9, 27, 6, 8, 24.
And how much did you win out of that?
$1 million.
How did the money affect your life?
My kids are happy, I'm happy.
So, you're saying that if your kids are happy, you're more happier than them?
Yes, as long as they're happy.
Okay. It's come to my attention that you are a single mother. Is that right?
Yes.
And I heard that your ex-man wants to come back to you because you won the money.
Yes, he's a deadbeat.
Yes, we all know how them gold diggers are.
Of course.
Lance, it's come to my attention that you said that the dream had changed your life. Is that right?
Yes, the dream had changed me forever.
He had told me that one night when he came back from shopping at CC's pizza joint, he said that the nightmare was him being in court. He was prosecuted and the defendant was a sack of money. His mother was crying in the courtroom saying, "I raised you better," while she's crying. He was being prosecuted for not helping others with the money. They called him the greed monster, a person that only thinks of him or herself. The court finds him guilty and sentenced him to death. The death was hanged in front of his family, and that's what woke him. He had screamed like he never screamed before. I only say this to greedy people. Stop and think what you are doing with the money that you will buy stupid things that you don't need.
Please stop and help the needy. This is Robert David recording for Radio BCAM.
Radio BCAM is a project by Mr. Mendola's students at
Brooklyn Community Arts and Media High School.
We got support from Adobe Youth Voices and WNYC New York.
Thanks to Hillary Kolos from AYV and Courtney Stein and Verilyn Williams from WNYC Radio.
Radio Rookies.
Deuces.
Goodbye.